The College Sports Commission and what they're trying to do right now represents an inflection point in this world of college sports in a post-House v. NCAA settlement era. Lot of changes hopefully are coming soon, and also hopefully coming soon to the college football playoff format. I'm going to tell you why I think this new latest proposal by the Big Ten in a 2014 playoff sounds like it would be insanely fun. Stability is not created by new rules alone, but by a willingness to live by them. That is a excerpt of a statement released by four schools in the Power Four, one of each major conference: Arizona, Georgia, Virginia Tech, and Washington, the Big Ten. They are four schools that currently are supporting the College Sports Commission's new participation agreement, which in essence is designed to begin finally settling down college sports and giving it a governing body. I wanted to talk about that a little bit tonight and why I think it's really important that we get this done soon and we get it done right. And how I think the CSC could be a really great thing, but it's gotta just be, it can't just be another NCAA, and that's sometimes where it looks like it might be headed. But, we're going to talk about that. And also, you know, with the football playoff going, you know, wild right now, obviously Indiana, Miami in the championship game, which annoys me enough already. But hopefully some changes coming in the format, which is still, and I did a show about this, you know, a few weeks ago, a couple months ago, I don't know, but we're still not there, and the Big Ten and the SEC can still not agree. So it's absolutely crazy. So obviously, you know, the NCAA has been the governing body of college athletics for a long time. And then all of a sudden, you know, there's lawsuits that come up saying, wait a second, you can't really restrict us from working. You can't really restrict us from making money. That's not fair. You're making money off of our name, image, and likeness, and you know the rest. And that's where we are now, right? That's where the whole college sports world is turned upside down because there were too many lawsuits and things like that. And we've talked about this a lot. We don't need to get into the details of it, but there has to be something that's changing. So the College Sports Commission was created recently. That was created basically by the four power conferences, right? So the ACC, Big Ten, Big 12, SEC. Big Ten and SEC being pretty much like the main one, right? So in essence, the point here was for this new group to be the enforcement and sort of the regulatory body that's put in place to govern this whole post, you know, settlement era of college sports. And, you know, we know that the settlement basically allowed schools to now pay for play, directly paying athletes, you know, from the school, capped at a certain amount, $20.5 million a year. And then it's also in place to sort of govern and police third party NIL deals, right? To basically prevent circumventing of the rules of that pay for play, right? So this way you can't just go out there and, the idea, obviously we know what's happening, but the idea is that you have a cap, and if you're getting NIL deals, they have to be legitimate. They can't just be what is called warehousing deals where you're just kind of like, here's $80,000 and you can do something for me in the future. No. It's got to be like a valid business thing, right? So that's the idea behind this, the CSC and what they're doing. And the important thing is that they're trying to establish governance, and it all really comes down to enforcement, right? Because if you can't, that's the NCAA's problem. They can't enforce anything right now. It's not that the NCAA is not allowed to have rules, but if they're not enforceable, then what's the point, right? So that's why you now have all of this, you know, wild, wild west stuff in college sports. And I appreciate the fact that the Power Four conferences recognize that if it's not fixed soon, or at least moving towards it, then the sport's only going to get crazier. The money's going to be insane. You're just having all this donations, basically funding player salaries, which by the way, in itself is insane. And I'm going to talk about that a little bit. And so there has to be some laws and there has to be a system, just like professional sports, right? We talk about how it's similar to professional sports and it's becoming that way. Well, they all have rules. They have a commissioner. They've got owners that are saying, all right, we have to establish rules so that we can have competition fair, which makes the league better. And so I appreciate what the CSC is doing. So what they're trying to do now is this participation agreement, right? Basically, it's in essence trying to bind schools to CSC enforcement and arbitration. And one of the key flashpoints is limiting the school's ability to sue in court, right? That's the thing, because at this point, if you can just constantly sue for everything, for every rule that's enforced by a governing body, then they're and those haven't been going the way of the governing body, but then they're going to continue that way. It basically makes the entire system not work, right? I mean, if an NFL team could sue every time there was a problem that the rule that the commissioner came up with or a ruling of some kind, then it wouldn't work. So that's what's happening here. And it's supposed to include, you know, audit and compliance obligations and penalties. That's a key, right? So that's what the CSC is trying to do right now. And I've been reading about this. There's some stories out there. It's interesting. I wanted to talk about it because I think it's super important that something is done, but it does need to be done right. You can kind of look at what the CSC is doing and you're like, well, this is just the NCAA again. It's basically saying you can pay players, but you're going to pay them in under these specific rules. Well, the NCAA didn't allow you to pay anything, but they were constantly trying to find people that were breaking rules. And that's what the CSC is in essence going to try to do. I do agree that that's necessary though. There has to be something in place. The problem is the entire fundamental structure doesn't make sense to me. Like the pay for play makes total sense, right? The schools make a lot of money having these large football programs, basketball programs, and so on and so forth. And you then take that revenue and you pay your players, right? That's exactly what pro sports is. Makes sense. Obviously, these athletic departments have a lot of other sports they have to pay for, which are good, which are important. So that's sometimes why you can't just do the pay for play. But I think that there needs to be more money coming from the university. There should be less of a focus on donation driven pay, because in essence, you're just donating salary. Like imagine, like I'm consuming a product, and also, I need to pay the salaries of the people that are doing it on top of paying my normal fees to support this team. It's kind of absurd when you think about it, right? I've always had that take, but yet, you know, I still donate to the University of Wisconsin. And I think that, you know, and there's a lot of people do, and whether you do or you don't, doesn't matter, but it's silly that you almost have to. And if you want to be better, you got to donate more money in addition to paying to go to games and buying all the, you know, merchandise and everything. It's crazy. So back to this, the thing that's really most interesting is you've got now, so there's 68 teams, right? In these Power Four conferences. And the idea is that every single one of these schools has to sign on to this before it'll actually work. And there's pushback right now. So you've got a couple attorneys generals from Texas, Tennessee, basically saying, well, hold on a minute. Like, we don't want you to sign this because you're giving up your rights to sue and, you know, due process and these types of things, right? And you've got, you know, broad enforcement power and, you know, not a lot of oversight of this committee. And so there's all this kind of infighting going back and forth. But there are four schools that have signed on that have basically said, you know, we're in agreement with this. And there's one from each conference. So Arizona, Georgia, Virginia Tech, and Washington, one of each for the Power Four. And they're basically, one of their core messages, as I read off earlier, is stability is not created by new rules alone, but by a willingness to live by them. It's really hard to get 68 schools who, and many of them are public schools, which means their state governments are involved, to abide by rules like this. And it makes me wonder if, is the sport kind of doomed in a sense? Is it ever going to be great? I think it will be. I think it's just going to take time to flush out what some of these things are. And is the CSC the right thing? Or is there something else that's going to happen? And basically, you got the Power Four conferences, you got the big teams controlling all of it. And I think that's fine. It's the same thing again as a pro sports model where you've got 32 owners basically running everything. They collectively pick, you know, Roger Goodell. They're saying, all right, well, you can be the commissioner, but ultimately the owners run the entire thing. And so I'm fine with that. But you've got a lot of different people to appease. You've got a lot of different administrations. You've got state governments that are involved now. But it is important that it gets done. Because if it doesn't, then you're continuing with this unregulated world of college sports and all the money involved and these NIL deals that are really not NIL deals in many cases. Like, you know, an NIL deal is supposed to be like a business transaction, right? Like we're gonna pay you to go and you know, do this commercial for us, some car dealership, and we're going to give you $20,000 or whatever the case is. There's a valid business thing, which the CSC is supposed to be looking into. Now they have, according to what they've said, they've actually turned down quite a bit of deals recently. It was, I believe, 524 deals worth $14.9 million that they said no to because for a variety of reasons. Whether they see it as warehousing, which is basically paying athletes now for NIL that's not actually being done, you know, like the transaction isn't actually complete, or it's not fair market value, which is another piece of it. So there's a lot of things that go behind it, but it's important that it gets done, because if it doesn't, then again, you have this constant turnover of stuff and all this madness that's only making the sport worse. So I really would like to see more schools sign on to this right away. And I'm not saying that it's perfect, because I have no idea. I'm not a legal expert. I don't know what all the ins and outs are, but what I want to see is a willingness by more schools to actually get a governing body, whether it's this exact thing or whether the rules need to be changed, or whether the contract needs to be written, agreement needs to be rewritten. That's all fine. But what I'm afraid of is that there's just going to be this stalemate, that you've got these four schools, one from each conference, that are saying, hey, you know, this is what you got to do. And no one else signs on. Everybody's sort of aware of that. And then it's just going to, all we're doing is just keeping everything going, and the chaos just continues. But if there's at least a willingness by these schools to step in and say, all right, like let's figure this out. Let's talk it through. Can we raise the cap? Can we find a way to give everyone to cap NIL even at some point and say, like, you can bring in X amount of dollars and that can be paid to players. It can be very high. We can make sure these players are earning what they deserve based on the fact that these schools are making money. But, you know, can that happen? Can there be some things? But if there's just a willingness for teams to actually talk about this. So I want to see more stories about this pop up, because I think that'll tell us that we're moving in that direction. We all know it's going somewhere, but we don't know where it's going. And the biggest thing is, how long is it going to take to get there? Because that, it could be 5, 7, 10 more years before we have real change in the sport to real governance. And then you're wondering what's going on. So I'm curious what everyone else thinks about this. And, you know, drop comments in there, send me a note on Twitter at Rajiv Badgers. I'm curious what you think about the CSC and what it's doing so far, and this new participation agreement. Not new, but, you know, that's the stories are kind of out there right now. They basically sent out, there was a story released that saying that they were urging the schools to sign this, because if you don't, then we're going to just continue with the madness of everything, right? I mean, they're in essence trying to create a centralized system that has real teeth. Because if it doesn't have teeth, what's the point? It's crazy. And it's weird to think that we're actually in this era that players are getting paid, and which is a great thing. But it's totally unregulated. I mean, they're making small changes, right? The transfer window, big change. Nice. There's only one window now. and it's in 2 weeks. I mean, it was, well, it's last for 2 weeks. It's about to end now. And they've established that for all the sports now. So college basketball, this year, their portal will open on April 7th, which is the day after the national title game, and be open for 2 weeks. Football needs to do that too, by the way. You don't need it to happen January 2nd. You should be 2 days, which should be the day after the national championship game. It's kind of crazy that it's before. But so there are positive changes that are happening, and I like that, and I appreciate that. So I'm really interested to see where this goes. But I'm going to follow this closely. And as these things pop up, I'm going to talk about them. I find this stuff really interesting. So I'm going to talk about them a lot on these Reduced Corner episodes. The other thing I wanted to talk about before we run out of time today is the college football playoff, which I've talked about before as well. And I said on a show a while ago or a couple months ago that the Big Ten needs to figure it out and to stop, you know, like holding the system up, because we got to expand and I want to expand. I still believe that. I don't like that the Big Ten and the SEC are not seeing eye to eye. ACC, Big 12, SEC, they're all kind of aligned. They want a 16-team, 5+1, 5+11 format, which is five automatic bids to the conference champions, and then 11 at-large spots. The Big Ten wants a 24-team playoff. They wanted a 24-team playoff that, had up to four automatic bids per conference. They've talked about other situations. And now one of the things that they're proposing is, okay, maybe we can settle on 16, but within 3 years, you got up it to 24, because they feel like the SEC just really wants this 5+1 thing. They want it 5+11. Sorry, I keep saying 5+1, 5+11 model. So they're trying to come up with a compromise. They have until this January 23rd. It was originally December 1st, which is when I did that last episode in November. But now, you know, they're ESPN basically who has the contract and who televises this all is basically saying, all right, you have until, you know, the 23rd, because they've got to start planning for next year already from a game perspective and a time slot and all this kind of thing. And like, you know, the whole structure, if it's going to change, there's going to be a lot of things that have to happen. So you got to decide now. If they don't come to an agreement, it stays a 12-team playoff. I think the 24-team playoff sounds awesome. As I said, I the more teams that are in this playoff, the better. I just don't see a downside. I understand that you can bloat it. It's like, well, then it's too easy to get in. But I mean, the top 25, you know, the rankings every week that comes out, you know, in the AP top 25, like those things, that's kind of like the benchmark for college sports, right? You're always looking at that to see how your ranking is and so on and so forth. So I think if it's a 24-team playoff, it's kind of like, all right, you're getting the top 25, then you get to fight for a title. And the format is cool that I've seen, which is, you know, so you've got eight teams that have byes, and you've got the other 16 teams that will play. And they're one of the ideas is to have, obviously those are home games, just like it is now. And then, as I've also said, the teams that get a bye, they also deserve a home game. Why do they have to go to a bowl game? You know, Indiana, Ohio State, they had byes this year, which thank God that got fixed. It's just the best. It was the top four teams versus the conference champions. Yeah, they make changes every year, by the way. That's another thing. It's like, it's hard to get this right because they're constantly making changes. So there's not enough data points. But those teams that get the bye should have a home game because they earned that. The bye means a lot, but it'd also be great to have a home game at that point too. So those eight teams will also play at home. Then you've got eight teams left after that round. So you go from 24 to 16 and then 16 down to eight. And then at those eight, we'll get into the bowl games, right? They're going to play all the Rose Bowl and the Peach and Fiesta, blah, blah, blah. Semifinals will have their bowls, and then they go to the national title game. Or, you know, I've also seen something where they have, you know, the round of the bye round, the round of 16. Those are in potential more bowl games. I don't know. But I really like that idea. And, you know, the SEC switching to a 9-game conference slate now, finally, they're cleaning that up, and other conferences. I think that they're all sort of getting close to aligning, but it's not there yet. I don't really want to see another 12-team playoff. I don't. And it's fine. It's better than it was at four. And maybe I'm just saying that because I'm desperate for the Badgers to shock the world next year and find a way into the college football playoff, which will just, holy cow, that'll be amazing. And I want the best opportunity to do that. It's not going to be 24 next year. It's just not. But it has a chance to be 16, which would be fun. That'd be good. There's no buys, which is fine with me. I don't think that you need to have the buys, but I'm okay with it. And I think that's why I like the 24 team better, because A, there's more teams, which is just cool. And I mean, that you're talking about if the buys also get home games, you're talking about the top 16 teams in college football getting a home game in the playoffs. That is awesome. I mean, can you imagine a home game, a playoff home game at Camp Randall? Oh my gosh. It's incredible. And seeing what Indiana has gotten to do this year, they haven't played at home, but like the how excited their fans are, it's great. I mean, I obviously don't like it, but I will say, like, the alumni base is huge. There's a lot of people that, you know, that I've known throughout my life that have went to IU, and some of them, they're just good old loyal IU fans who's had their team suck for a long time. And so good for them. But that would be really great. So I do really want to see that format. And I once again just say, I think the Big Ten needs to figure it out, get in a room with the SEC, which they're doing as part of this whole college football playoff. They're going to be talking about it. I think they're already doing that. And there needs to be an agreement that comes up. But I really like that format. I think the 24 teams thing is great. Really, really great. Yeah. So overall, I think the message that I wanted to say about both of these topics is there has to be a willingness on all sides to improve this sport. Okay. We all love it. If you're listening to this podcast, it's because you love college sports. You love the Badgers. Maybe you love another team. It's fine. But if everyone's just going to stand in their own corner and say, this is what I want and this is how I want to do it, then we don't get to move forward. Right. And this goes for the CSC. If you have schools that are just going to, the Texas state attorney general who's saying don't do it, and so the Texas schools are not going to sign anything, and therefore you can't get any movement, right? Then you're left with crap. I'm not going to talk politics on this show, but I think it's interesting. You can draw the same parallel to politics. It's all just people yelling from both sides. No one seems to want to actually, you know, compromise and do anything. But it's all about just standing your ground. So I'm a little bit afraid that that's going to happen, because you got to get 68 teams on board. Now there'll be some pressure that comes with the more that people do it. But, if that happens, then I don't know where this goes, and I don't know how bad it's going to have to get before things get better. And frankly, is college sports going to be a bit unwatchable, which, listen, it's a possibility. It really is. Not for the crazies like us who just, you know, watch all the Badger games and whoever your team is. Like, I get that, but it's going to really change things. And I want there to be a willingness to grow it. And the same thing goes for the playoff. I want the Big Ten and the SEC to be willing to compromise and figure out how to make it better. 12 teams is great. 16 is better. 24 is even better. Make it. And then whatever that is, put it in place for a long time. They're working through it. I get it. And that's fine. But I just want this. I want this to work. And I think that the more people that if the playoff works and there's a ton of money involved and the ratings are good, then there's more money for college sports. If there's more money for college sports, then there's more incentive for these schools, these administrations, these coaching staff, everybody to have a governing body to actually make this sport work and to make it a sustainable product moving forward. Because if it's not a sustainable product moving forward, it's going to suffer. It's not going to be fun to watch. We're going to constantly have arguments over NIL and this and that, and they're cheating, and it just ruins the whole thing. There has to be compromise. And if there is, we can make real, real change in the sport. I think change is coming to the playoff format, to other things in college sports, but mainly to the entire system in general. I'm glad that the CSC is here. I hope that these schools sign on, whether they sign on to this agreement or not, willingness to grow, willingness to see something through, to get the sport under real control.